Upon reading this gospel, the very first thought that came to me were the words of St. John Bosco when he was asked, "What is the goal of your life?" And without a moment's hesitation, he responded, "To die in a state of grace. All that truly matters at the end is that I am heaven bound. Everything else in that moment is unimportant, so long as I live forever with God for all eternity." The story is a great reminder that people can have everything that this world has to offer, and yet if they don't have Jesus, they have nothing. Or people can have next to nothing in this life, and yet if they have our Lord, they have everything. My mind immediately turned to the number of people who come to the door of the rectory, who are destitute, homebound, suffering in some way, or people who come to the Feed the Hungry program on Saturdays. And there's oftentimes the tendency, the temptation, which I myself am guilty of, to think of these people as insignificant, as refuse. What do they have to offer to the world? And yet they might be on their way to heaven. And so many of us, myself included, who have so many comforts in this world, are we on our way? The past few weeks, working with a man who may be possessed, the truths of our faith have come to me in a way like never before, and in many ways have been such a gift for my priesthood. To work with a man and look at him and think, this man could be lost forever. And then to have the question posed to me, what will you do on his behalf? What would you be willing to offer that he might be saved? And all of a sudden, all those little daily sacrifices that we could do, but we oftentimes don't, at least I don't, have become simple. You know, I think, oh my gosh, I do that in a heartbeat. The other night I woke up, I ate something, I didn't realize had dairy in it, wake up with a stomach ache in the middle of the night, and immediately I think of this man, and my heart is filled with joy. I'm thankful that I have something to offer, that this man might be freed from his bondage. I remember our Blessed Mother when she appears to the children of Fatima, these little kids, and she says, "Will you offer sacrifices that souls might be saved?" And it's these tiny little things that every single one of us can do all throughout every day of our lives, and that really we're called to do. I was up at the Carmelite Monastery last week, and one of these sisters, so beautiful, I asked her on one occasion how she was doing. Just in a practical way, trying to start a conversation. And these sisters, they never stay, you know, down here. They're always up here. And she said, "Father, our Lord has been so good to me. He has brought me to such a place of interior peace that whenever there is the tiniest disturbance to my soul, I'm immediately aware of it. If another sister annoys me, if there's some sort of physical pain, if some mental anguish strikes me," she said, "and our Lord has allowed me the grace that when those things come, as soon as I am unsettled interiorly, I immediately turn to him and say, 'Lord, what is this for? For what can I offer this? There must be some soul in need, and so I give this to you.'" There is a chasm that separates one side from the other, and there is no crossing over. May we do what we can to help to save souls.